is case number 16305. This is an application, Burlington Resources Oil and Gas, for an order extending the outline of and amending the applicable orders for the South Hart Field and such other fields as may be appropriate in sections 18 and 19, sections 30 and 31, and 139-96, sections 1 and 12, sections 2 and 11, sections 3 and 10, and 139-97, sections 25 and 36, sections 26 and 35, sections 27 and 34, and sections 20 and 33, and 140-97, all in Stark County, for 1280 spacing units. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner John Morrison, Field Lot 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing these matters on behalf of Burlington Resources, and we have the same three witnesses. Sam, I'll have you turn to Exhibit 1.1 and tell me what's going on 1.1, please.
Exhibit 1.1 is a map showing townships 140-97, 139-97, as well as 139-96, in which we are proposing 1,280 acres stand-up spacing units, which are highlighted in yellow.
I don't know about you guys, but I just found the missing exhibit 1.2 from 16304. So that's we don't need to include 304, though. We need to pull it out of the packet. That's fine. Sure. And now let's go on to exhibit 1.2.
Exhibit 1.2 shows Burlington's working interest as well as the net revenue interest for all the proposed 1,280 acre spacing units. In the proposed spacing units that we do not have a 50% working interest, we are open to discussion with other parties as to operatorship.
And no further questions of the land witness.
Are there any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Tasha, I'll have you turn to 2.1 and summarize what you're showing on this exhibit, please.
Similar to the other exhibit, we're showing upper Bakken structural map with a contour interval of 20 feet. Proposed issues outlined in green, and in this case, our type look will be LR1-10, which you can see on the exhibit 2.2. We have a gamma ray type look showing that our target will be upper 3/4, which is located around 9,939 feet in this well. And again, we'll try to extend the upper portion of this target.
Tasha, if you look back on 2.1, section 28, way up in the northwest quarter of the request, is in the South Hart Field. All of the rest of the lands are either unspaced or in various fields that have no Bakken spacing. It's your opinion that they're all part of the same common source of supply, is that correct?
I believe there are, yes.
But you have no objection to the commission establishing such spacing units and or drilling units and mix of the same as they see appropriate, is that right?
Right.
As long as we get the 1280s, you'll be happy. And with that, no further questions of the geologic witness.
Any questions from the staff?
John, I just am really dreading this already, but
that's why I left it up to you.
In this instance, because of the multiple fields, and if Burlington isn't in too big of a rush, could I get them to at least give me their best guess as to where the surface location is going to be for each well, because I'd like to try to put the surface location in the field or in the pool that we're going to put the lands in. Because some of these are probably going to be under the lake, so it's going to probably be a no-brainer as to where the surface location is going to be, but I don't know.
Can you guys do that based on a total map or something without?
I'm not in a position to do that.
I don't mean right now, but I mean in the next week or so. We can get an exhibit together that would give a proposed.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Just we always put language in the order that it's just preliminary, but
right.
You can try to keep things.
So if we gave you a copy of exhibit 1.1, which is annotated with a surface location and maybe a hypothetical lateral or something drawn on 1.1.
Yeah.
Okay. Showing the surface location too.
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
Just a couple other comments. Both South Hart and Hart River, I don't know if we'll end up with anything in Hart River or not, but they're both currently defined as one Hart above and one Hart below. Most of the rest of the lands are under fields where the pool, the lodgepole pool has been defined as the entire lodgepole, so it will not likely include anything in the Lodge Pole, anything above the Three Forks for any of these pools. And you indicated that 50 feet into Three Forks was sufficient for your current plans at this point?
I would hope it is, yes.
Okay.
I would make a comment. I would anticipate, after I look at the Heart River order and taking into account what Rich said about the Lodge Pole units, but we probably would make the stratigraphic definition consistent in this area, minus the Lodge Pole and where the units are in part of the space unit.
Next witness.
Next witness is Chris Gardner. Chris, I'll have you turn to 3.1 and tell us what you're showing on 3.1, please.
3.1 is our wellbore schematic for drilling and completing the upper Three Forks pay. It's going to be a three-string design with a liner being run and 30 external packers being used for the simulation.
And exhibit 3.2.
For 3.2, in this area, we believe that the net thickness of the Three Forks is about 30 feet. Our porosity is a little bit tighter at 3%, and our oil saturation is approximately 45%. This gives us an oil in place and, for the spacing unit at approximately 12 million barrels. And our primary recovery, our estimated oil recovery for each well is about 550,000 barrels.
And then
3.3 is our economics, assuming a $10.5 million well cost with 100%, 83% working interest, net revenue interest, looking at a 13% discount cash flow, $1.8 million, payouts being 5.8 years, and a rate of return of 18%.
And, Chris, do you know what the status is of gas gathering and purchasing in this area?
Yes, Fairpaw has several low-pressure pipelines in the area. And we plan to utilize them for hooking up our gas.
Okay, and you have no objection to withdrawing the request for a waiver of the 1220 setback, is that correct?
Correct.
And in your opinion, the 1,280-acre spacing units will protect relevant rights, prevent waste, and prevent drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, it will.
We'll offer the exhibits, and we'll request that the record be left open for 10 days to supplement with a map depicting the surface locations and likely trajectories of horizontal wells.
Exhibits will be received. The record will remain open for 10 days for those purposes. Are there any staff questions for Mr. Gardner? All right, that will conclude the hearing in case 16305.